Good afternoon and welcome. Welcome one and all to Born on the 4th of July. I'm your host, Barbara Jean, and here we are from sea to shining sea, a beautiful day in August 4th, 2009. Can you believe how fast summer goes? It's a pleasure to be with you, the listening audience of RBN, far and wide, and I say greetings and hello to all of you. We're going to get some guests right here on board real soon, and we're going to talk about a topic that is so serious for all of us and that we need certainly understanding and to check it out ourselves. Today, of course, in the Congress, they're working on a new member for the Supreme Court. And how would you get by as a judge in a position to utter that perhaps someone like unto you, a Latina, a woman, would make better judges or better decisions than a white male? How would you get away with saying that? And yet, ask yourself, if you once said that, might you still think that? And should someone with that kind of a concept about herself or others like unto her, should she be placed upon the highest court of the land? Sonia Sotomayor has also been a member of the National Council of La Raza. And the name tells everything. It's a race-oriented organization. The candidate for the Supreme Court served in that capacity with on the board of National Council of La Raza, 1998 to 2004. And so there you go. And just so you get the real feel of how it really goes, we have former Mexican president Ernesto Zedillo, and you can put that in a Google search. You can find many of the things he says, but one of them that he said is that the Mexican nation extends beyond the territory enclosed by its borders, and that Mexican migrants are a very important part of it. Remember Tom Tancredo, the valiant gentleman in the Congress who made the issue of the illegal invasion something that he could talk about and tried to encourage his particular friends in the Congress to be able to so speak. And he informed me and others that the views from a Mexican official told him that the U.S. at the southern or the southwest part of the U.S. and northern part of Mexico, by the officials of the country of Mexico and certainly by the teachings to their students and people of Mexico, view it as not two countries, but as a region. We'll be right back.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Welcome back to Born on the 4th of July. I'm your host, Barbara Jean, and in case you have a piece of paper handy or a pencil, I'll just give you something you may already know, but it's really handy to have with you when you come into conversation with folks on the invasion by another country and, of course, the undocumented immigrant. We hear that story a lot. This that is bothering so many in as far as cost and the downfall of California. How is this invasion happening in this country? And, of course, we are told we have a system that is broken. That I would ask you to write down is very simple. It's a direction to go to the law. Go to U.S. Code Title 8, Section 1325. If you, as a citizen, haven't taken the time to do that, I truly urge you to do so. U.S. Code, Title 8, Section 1325, and you will see the magic that would occur if the laws on the book were enforced. So you can go check that out at any law library, or you could probably go to the Internet and have access immediately to the existing laws that if they were but enforced, life would be good. Today's guest, we have Bob online and Paul online out of beautiful Utah. Good afternoon to you, gentlemen.
Hello, Barbara Jean.
Barbara Jean.
It's
good
to be talking
to
you.
Beautiful sunny day in Utah. A lot of good things happening.
Well, you're all across the world on Republic Broadcasting Network. So hello to everyone. Bob and Paul, we're going to turn the time to Paul. He works in some different categories, knows a little bit about what's happening with identity theft and things like that. So we're going to turn the mic to you, and the two of you can talk back and forth about an issue of illegal immigration and its impact. And the mic is yours.
Well, actually, Paul isn't on quite yet. He said he'd be calling in. He got another little project, so he's running a little bit late, but he should be on in a couple of minutes.
I'm right here. Can you hear me?
Oh, he is there.
You're both there.
Yes, we're both here.
All right, a couple of buddies, great men, and we're happy to have them on, Born on the 4th of July. So we're going to go to Paul first, and then the two of you can break in back and forth. A wonderful experience, all with technology of the hour.
Yes, it sounds fine. You know, Barbara Jean, what's very interesting, when you and I talked earlier this morning, I find it very interesting that I have received, we've talked about this identity theft, we've talked about illegal immigrants trying to get identities and taking them away from actual citizens. And today I have received two very important documents. First of all, I have received a birth certificate attached to an application that was presented to me. And this application was given to me last week, and the birth certificate this morning. And what is so interesting about it is the birth certificate is false. It's made out of on a California letterhead and also the certificate that California uses, except for one thing. When you call them down there and talk to them, they tell you that, number one, no such person was born on that particular day. Number two, that the number that's associated with that person does not exist in their system. So once again, we have another problem. And then something that has really caught my eye in the last, just the last few minutes, and that is the report on the federal housing across the United States. As most of your listeners know, the federal government is involved in a number of projects across the United States. They're called subsidized housing. Now, they were set up for citizens to be able to have a stop off in time until they get their act together, so to speak, and then be able to move on. What is very interesting about this is that more than, I'm looking at the figure here, and if I round it off, we're talking 76%. They are surmising, based on information that they have, and I have to confess I haven't seen it all, but 76% of the housing in the United States that is set aside by the federal government as subsidized housing, whether it's HUD or rural development, is occupied now by immigrants, and 90% of those immigrants are illegal. Now, I don't know where they get those figures, and I confess that I haven't seen them, seen the information that created those figures, and I'll be looking very closely in the next few days. But I find it very, very interesting that we talk about identity theft and we talk about this illegal immigration, and even though we're seeing some go home as we are in Utah, but we're also seeing an increase in identity theft, and that is the untold story of illegal immigration. We talk about it in terms of, you know, how we feel and the emotional side and all the other things, but we have a serious problem, and at the present time, I know of no law enforcement agency, at least in the state of Utah, that will prosecute for identity theft if they find out that it's an illegal alien who has committed it. I have tried and tried and tried. My own police department right now, if you call them, they'll come, they'll see what you have, and they talk themselves out of it. They don't even make a report. And this is becoming serious all across the country. Nobody wants to enforce the law, number one, and nobody's willing to do their job, number two.
Well, that's quite interesting, Paul. You know, you're one of the few people that I know of that actually checks those things, and how many people would actually take it upon themselves when they're renting out basically subsidized housing to go back and look at the document itself and verify that it's true? I mean, that's kind of unusual in your position, is it not?
No, that's really required by the federal government. Every application presented to a federal project is supposed to go through a process. And the way that you make it fair is that you send everybody through the process. And by doing that, Bob, that's when we find the kind of information that we're finding. As you know, I've been keeping track over the last, well, it was 18 months, it's now the 20 months, of the number of illegal Social Security numbers that are presented just to me, of numbers that we have checked out and found to be false or they're using someone else's identity. And I'm now up to 78. So if a small little project like mine in the last 20 months is dealing with 78 Social Security numbers, which were presented for services, which in this case would be to rent a subsidized apartment, are phony and false, think of what it is clear across the country when you're dealing with some of these big projects that have 1,500 units, 2,000 units in them.
Oh, my. Going back to the idea that 76% of public housing would be occupied by illegals, or you gave the other percentage.
76, Barbara Jean, 76 is immigrant. That's who was occupying the housing. But they're saying that somewhere between 89 and 92%, and I just took the figure as the better, you know, sort of averaged it out, that it's illegal. Of that 76%, that's how high the illegals are. Now, I have to confess, I have not seen the documentation that supports those figures. But I find it interesting that they're sending those figures out right now.
Now, these figures would have come from?
These figures would have come from the federal housing, so it would either be HUD or rural development.
That's what I wanted to hear. Yeah, that's
yes.
it.
Yes, or some other.
Okay. Now, is this actually the purpose of HUD to house illegals?
No, it is not. It was set up originally to help citizens of the United States in finding adequate, good housing that they could live in and support their families and, you know, raise their families. But it has turned the other way because I'll tell you why. One of the easy things to do is to rent to illegal aliens because they come in droves to you. And some of the people who are involved, I have to confess, I know it sounds terrible, but I've seen some of them. I've met them. I've talked to them. And some of them are very lazy. And so they're not doing due diligence. And they've taken it upon themselves that they will rent to illegal aliens, and that's fine. That's fine. It's interesting that the government hasn't taken a stand on it as of yet. I just got a new letter from Rural Development, and they created a handbook here a year and a half ago of 1,250 pages that regulates federal housing, at least under the Rural Development. And they have still not taken a stand on whether you should rent to illegal aliens or not. But I find it very interesting that in one of the paragraphs of their requirements is to meet eligibility, and then they go off on the fact that to meet eligibility, they must have a Social Security number. So we've got discrepancies even within the regulations, and so some managers and some owners of some of these federal projects are taking it upon themselves to take the easy way out, and that's what they're doing.
And in the meantime, the economy is sort of shattered and tattered, and everyone wonders what's happening next. And the dutiful, out there, American, busy working taxpayer is subsidizing the illegal entry from the South with not only WIC or whatever else they can get, but also their heads are covered with nice housing.
Exactly, exactly. Not only are they getting housing supplements, but they're also, once they get into a housing situation, they can also apply for heat assistance, which is supported by tax dollars. They can also apply. I have seen with my own eyes, and I know they deny it, but I have seen it with my own eyes, where illegal aliens that I have seen are on almost every program that you can totally imagine that's available to regular citizens of this country. And in fact, even Social Security can be drawn by an illegal alien, and if he goes back to his own country, they will send him his check back to Mexico. Now, I have seen some of these people who have come into my office and can open a portfolio with their name on it. They are illegal. They confess that they're illegal. But they have every state program that the state of Utah offers, plus a multitude of federal programs, and they are drawing money, and we are supporting it with our tax dollars. In our own community, Barbara Jean, it's costing $2.5 million just to educate illegal aliens.
We'll be right back. You're listening to The Facts You Need to Know right here on Born on the...
We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, zero debt in 90 days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt-free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing foreclosure, we can stop it in one day and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 Debt Relief Secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Hi, this is Tom DeWeese inviting you to join us for the 10th Annual Freedom 21 National Conference in Oklahoma City, August 13th to 15th. Our keynote speaker is G. Edward Griffin, author of The Creature from Jekyll Island. You will also meet Chuck Baldwin, Gun Owners of America President Larry Pratt, a host of state legislators hot on the heels of the fight to preserve state sovereignty. And you will learn all the details behind the coming international ID and how the MEAC report fits in. Property rights, privacy rights, education, and the assault on natural health care, all will be discussed at Freedom 21. And John Stadmiller of RBN will be helping me co-host the event. You can register for the full conference or for just a day. We also offer a very special student rate. For more information, go to www.freedom21.org or call my office at 540-341-8915. The leaders in the fight to preserve our freedom are gathering in Oklahoma City this summer. I hope you'll join us at the Freedom 21 National Conference.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Born on the 4th of July. You've just heard some incredible, authentic information as to your life's blood as a country, the giveaway of your money. Will we survive doing such things? My question to Bob or to Paul, does the Attorney General of the state of Utah know the information you have just put out?
Well, I don't know. We've testified of this at committees, and I don't think the Attorney General is there. I know that Paul, and he can respond, that he has tried to submit the information to the local police authorities and to the Attorney General, I believe. But the Attorney General knows a lot of this stuff is going on. But it's one of these things that, well, the illegals are, they're just working people are trying to find it, so we want to be a little soft on them. You know, another interesting thing has happened is this new federal indictment they did against an attorney firm, which we ought to talk a little bit about, but I'll let Paul answer your questions of whether the Attorney General knows about this or not.
Well, the best that I can determine, Barbara Jean, is that he does. But our Attorney General is a very unique character. And the fact of the matter is he has been seen at rallies of illegal aliens, and one of the words he spoke I will never forget because I heard it come out of his own mouth, and that is, I am with you. Now, I think that that's pretty preposterous, but the point of the whole thing is that, you know, that's what he said. And so one must assume that when he says that, that his feelings are on the other side of this issue. So anyway, that's where we are. But I don't want to take all the time because Bob is the expert on illegal immigration, and he has a number of sites and that he talks about, and he's done an enormous amount of research. And Barbara Jean, he needs to really get in because he is the one that's the expert.
Okay, we're going to get him in, but before he does, I would like to ask you, as you are involved to looking at some of these issues, do you see a tightening as to the numbers that are involved. It looks like 76% in the housing and, let's say, 90% illegal. Those are pretty high numbers. Do you see any lessening of this, or is this movement to make use of all the freebies that should be going to citizens, going to illegals, is that on the increase?
No, I think it's staying pretty static right now, and the reason why is because we are suffering, as everyone knows, a displacement of jobs. And without jobs, without the money, our illegal alien population must move out of where they are. They can't stay there and not pay rent, at least not yet. So I am seeing a decrease to a certain, it's mostly static in Utah, but I'm seeing figures that show that it's a slight, slight decrease in other states. If the recession continues where it's at, I am confident that we'll see even less. But that still does not take away from the fact that we still have the problem.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, we're going to turn to Bob. These are two wonderful men here in Utah, and they're sharing their interests, their expertise, their knowledge with you across the nation. So we're going to give out a telephone number in case you would like to join with or have a question or comment. The number is 800-313-9443. Once again, 800-313-9443. Good afternoon, Bob. The mic is yours.
Yeah, no, Paul has got the right idea, and Paul's a practical guy that's experienced this stuff at hand in renting out these properties, and he does a very good job of keeping the illegal aliens, because he does what he's supposed to do and verifies it. And the question of whether the illegal immigration population is declining, in our local area, I perceive that it is somewhat, but that's mainly not due to enforcement as far as I can tell. I'm quite certain of that. It's due to the job situation. And I'm just reading an article that was put out, UPI, CIS, the Center for Immigration Studies, has a morning news thing. And the article points out that the Census Bureau is saying that the illegal immigration population is declining somewhat. They said the population declined 13.7% from 12.7 to 10.8 in the first quarter of 2009. Now, where they get these figures, I don't know. I think the number is closer to 20 or 30 million myself. But that's what the census is talking about these days, is that there are people who are returning, and I think that there's a lot of truth to the decline in the population, and most of that is being done partly through economics, but it's partly being done also through what they call attrition through enforcement. An awful lot of states are passing good laws, increasing enforcement against illegal immigrants. And this is also causing them to say, hey, I don't want to stay here because I can't find a job. Now, the state of Utah, we finally implemented our long-delayed SB 81, Illegal Immigration Enforcement Act, which was actually kind of a watered-down version of the Oklahoma one. And I don't think that's had too much of effect yet because it was watered down. It keeps people from hiring people, the illegal immigrants who are going to get on government contracts. But other than that, it doesn't do anything about other employment, but it is decreasing somewhat. So that enforcement is the thing that needs to be done. And as Paul mentioned, a lot of the illegal immigrants who are getting housing are using ID theft, in other words, fake Social Security numbers.
We're going to go to break here, so hold your thought, Bob. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
In the fall of 2009 and toward the end of the year, the Obama administration wants to bring forth a policy, certainly heavy on amnesty. We have had the indications. But remember 2008 and candidate Obama and his pledges that he would moderate and be more sympathetic to the problem of the immigrant, and he would moderate the Bush administration's tough policy. So I'm thinking at this point there has been a revving up of maybe E-Verify, though the Department of Homeland Security has called off the effective going into a business and actually finding illegal there as employees. So that's been kind of cooled. And then certainly a lot of the actions, they want to go more to the court system on deportation, et cetera. But I think this is an interesting quote from Napolitano, and we'll set the stage and then return to Bob and have his completion there. But Napolitano has said that they're having this revved up, no-nonsense enforcement, and that it is necessary in order to persuade the American voters to accept legislation that will come that would give legal status to millions of illegals. Is that not frightening or what? Back to you, Bob.
That's incredibly scary. I remember reading that quote from her, and it does appear to be what's happening. In Utah, we've got the two things. We got the enforcement, but then we have the Immigration Task Force, who is going after the quote-unquote heavy felons, the the real bad illegal immigrants, not the people who are just here to work. And the amnesty that you're talking about is going to be one of the things that will be coming up, and that's where the people have to become activists, and they have to do more and more, as we did last time they tried to come up with the amnesty. It was basically phone calls from the American people that I believe stopped that on the floor of the House and the Senate. And that's the thing that needs to be done again this time when they bring it up, and we'll have to prepare it. I know you're a great activist on this subject, Barbara Jean, and this is where we're going to solve the problem. If we're going to do it, is through the people contacting their representatives to say, no, no amnesty, no amnesty. And in other words, we're saying no amnesty. And this is where we need to be going on this whole subject.
Don't you think her statement is highly duplicitous? And to think that Mr. Schumer in the Senate is going to make this work, and he's so brave as to be able to say of late that, you know, undocumented immigrants isn't such a good plan. I just about flipped over and laughed when I heard him saying that. I thought, my goodness, what's happened? And then, of course, Napolitano, maybe she didn't mean to be so candid, but she gave us a great window to see their activity. I am not impressed with all the power that she has and what she could be doing to save this nation from an invasion. I find her duplicitous.
She's duplicitous, but at least now she's coming out and saying what she truly intends, as Obama, President Obama, has done the same thing. I mean, he's very clearly in favor of the amnesty program. But if at least we are going to have an amnesty, which I will do everything I can to stop it, the attrition that we are now getting of illegals returning to their homeland, wherever it may be, because of the enforcement that we do have and because of the economic downturn, at least when they go to the amnesty, there hopefully will be fewer of them than there would have been if they did it in the year before. So this is a positive type of thing that some of the enforcement is working. The little case that I was referring to early of this law firm of Alcala, who indicted, I think it was five or six employees of this one law firm in Salt Lake City for aiding and abetting 10 different commercial companies in avoiding the H-2B visas laws by saying, oh, we can just take your employees and we can put them over this other company and we can fill out fraudulent affidavits and say that you have returned to your home country, and then you can come back. We can just lie about it so we can keep all you people here and save all your jobs. And the U.S. attorney in the state of Utah indicted a whole bunch of them just the last 3 or 4 days, and that's a very positive thing because that will send a little bit of a pall over the illegal immigration sector that's saying, hey, maybe they are going to start enforcing something more in the state of Utah. So that's a positive thing. I see it as that enforcement, even if it's against the people who are, well, especially if it's against the people who are fraudulently bringing them in.
Well, that was an interesting story for certain. Don't you find it amazing that in the local papers where there is so much mayhem and absolute horror ongoing in Mexico, and they can't seem to tell who is a bona fide police person or a federal officer as compared to the gangs and their infiltration, that kind of information does not make it to the, maybe it does in the Mexican press that might be here in Utah, but certainly doesn't make it to the mainstream media. I find that to be appalling because it's very frightening what's going on in Mexico as we speak. And as these people may return there, they might not like it at all once they get there.
Oh, that's absolutely correct. And, you know, I think that may be one thing that is causing a little bit of sympathy, which I hate to say it, but the sympathy for the illegal immigrant. And it may also come up to when they come up in November or whenever they're going to propose their amnesty, they will say, oh, we have to do it because they are now political refugees, or not political refugees, the refugees from all of the crime that's going on down there. So we have to accept them because it wouldn't be compassionate to send them back when we're having all of that problem in Mexico.
I believe you've hit on a very, very important factor. I think that that could be possibly, you know, there to be used because there is much sympathy for the problem. Certainly, it sounds just frightening for anyone to try to live through some of that. But I think the refugee angle will be put into place. And certainly the United States, of all other countries, ladies and gentlemen, and the High Commissioner from wherever at the UN somehow has this authority to prorate how many refugees get to come into this country. And we among nations are the highest recipients of refugees. And not unlike the story that Paul was speaking of, where they get the housing and then they can get the heat assistance or whatever else they might need, and that have a little bit of a WIC program for you so you have milk and cheese and cereal and whatever. The refugee is honored with all of that largesse as well.
Can I interject something in here, Barbara Jean?
Sure.
One of the things I wanted to interject, and it scares me to death, and that is in our country, we are a great nation, and we want to help people, but in this talk about becoming, taking illegals and making them legal just with a swift pen, I find it very, very strange and very scary, and I'll tell you why. If we take the illegal aliens and we grant them amnesty and turn them in toward a path of citizenship, whatever that'll be, two things the history of this country has that is against it. And that is usually we take a group of people that we believe has had wrongs committed on them, and we start granting them special rights, special privileges, and we want to pay them for their grief or whatever we determine it to be. And I can see us taking, and I still believe that there's probably closer to 18 million, maybe it's going down a little bit, of illegal aliens in our country. But I can see the government, if they grant citizenship or a path of citizenship and do amnesty, of all of a sudden creating a litany of rules and regulations and special considerations and entitlements for this whole group of people, because they will say that they have been downtrodden and they weren't treated right in the very beginning. We've done it before. I'm confident that they'll end up trying to do it again.
And at this time, we're enfeebled. We are pathetic economically. We're on borrowed money as a nation. Isn't that right?
We are, and we are in a situation that if we don't get something worked out quick, I made this statement, and I can be dead wrong, and usually Bob thinks I'm wrong a lot, and I accept that because Bob does a
know
lot of homework
friend.
And study. But anyway, I've made this statement to a fellow colleague of ours who used to be with us when we were discussing a lot of issues, that the Obama presidency, based on what it's doing, and this was a year ago when he first took office, I said if he goes down the trail that he has been talking about, I give us 18 months, Barbara Jean, and we will be in a depression, not a recession. We can't continue to spend the kind of money that we're spending trying to be the good old boys for everybody in this country and trying to provide a service. And especially we cannot be on the road to recovery until we get the illegal aliens out of the workforce and out of the housing and quit trying to pay them to stay here. We need to send them home, and I think the way to do that is to just make sure that we follow the law, particularly in Utah, and we say to them, we follow the law, and so we cannot house you, we cannot give you an employment. And I think those two things, we're not talking about mass deportation. I think they'll go home on their own, and if they will, the group of people that we don't even worry about anymore, which is the group of people who are unemployed, who have dropped out of the system. They're not even shown in the system when we talk the unemployment figures every month. They add about 6.3% to the unemployment figures. So if we're talking the country has a 12% unemployment rate, you add 6% to that and it comes out to be 18, because there's a whole bunch of people that are not part of those figures. And I think if we can make the changes necessary in the illegal immigration problem, we will actually start putting together and putting people back to work who have dropped out of the system. And these are people who are citizens of this country and who deserve an opportunity, not a gift or an entitlement, but an opportunity to seek a job and to find a job and become self-worth.
I think maybe you could be the lieutenant governor that we're looking for.
Don't get me any more in politics than I already am. Thank you.
Well, you know, isn't it clarity and truth is just beautiful, and it just sort of resonates out there all over the nation when truth is spoken. You know, it is a simple fix to say, wait a minute, you're not entitled. You are not here legally. We will take care of this. We will enforce the law. We will be a proud nation, and we will survive. These positions seem to not take into account the actual survival of a sovereign nation. The backdrop, of course, are leaders in high places and those whisperers that whisper in their ears that are so excited about a North American Union merger. And we don't hear much about that at this point, and yet we know that no one has said it's not going to happen or we're going to take those ministers or advisors out of the cabinet level, and we're not going to leave them there and let them form these gatherings of the North American Union that do take place from time to time, or reports given. Remember how excited they were after the initial, they meaning leaders and presidents, tell us about the initiative of the SPP in 2005 in March. Mm-hmm. And then thereafter, the next year, a progress report came out for the SPP, and people started reading it and saying, hey, wait a minute. And thereafter, I haven't seen their annual report, but I also haven't seen that they have disbanded. Do you have any information on that?
I don't. All I do know is that when people start asking questions of their leaders or of the committees or whatever, of the bureaucracy, as you well know, that bureaucracy, that committee, those leaders move themselves away from transparency to in the dark corners and behind closed doors, because some of the things that they're proposing cannot stand the light of day. And the only thing that will save us, Barbara Jean, is for people to ask questions, for people to become involved and to become knowledgeable about what's going on and not be afraid to show up and ask questions. Because a lot of these people who are proposing some of this worthless stuff that we are now facing in our country cannot take the light of day, and they operate, they're like a mushroom. They operate very well in the dark.
Well, I believe both you and I, and maybe others, maybe Bob, were at a few of those interim hearings. And ladies and gentlemen across the nation, this was prepared for the Senate and the House to have a whole year to investigate after everybody among their group were so unhappy, that SB 81 was actually passed. And in passing it, they delayed it for a whole year until July 1, 2009, so they could study the immigration illegal problem for a year. And in those meetings, great people from across the nation were brought in to speak to this panel of senators and members of the House of the state of Utah. Toward the end, they decided all at once in December 2008, they needed another meeting at the end that wasn't scheduled, as I recall. And
right.
I think it was in attendance there that they did their fancy footwork and initiated a whole new piece of legislation right before our eyes and listened to long stories of illegals and the sympathetic story.
Well, as you well know, when they start holding hearings like they were holding in the state of Utah there for a while, Bob and I were discussing this too, and you were part of that discussion. You will notice that the facts the issue of facts went out the window. And toward the end, it became an emotional issue. Let's don't pick on these people. Let's don't do this. Let's don't do that. But the facts that were necessary to make proper decisions were not placed on the table until later on, because everyone who testified for a day, the first part of the day, were high on emotion. Oh, my criminy. The emotions ran. In fact, you almost needed to have a box of Kleenex to dry your eyes. The emotions were so
pathetic.
Strong.
It was pathetic. And if you couldn't get to speak, you sat there and thought, what can I do? We'll be right back. This is a Utah story about illegal immigration and what we're doing about it. Don't go away.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? When he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Welcome back to the final segment of Born on the 4th of July. Bob and Paul, I wish we had everybody as intent on solving the issue as are you fellows. We need that. You have taken the time to go to the Capitol, and I'm sure that is ongoing and part of your agenda still. Earlier we talked about Chavez. Taking away 34 radio stations closed. He said they were outside the law and the recovery of space was for the people. We have in the state of Tabasco news of 3rd of August, very recent, that they arrested 22 state police commanders with links to big crime. When you invite that attitude, that kind of thing, into our country, not only along the border, but now fanning out all across the nation, and you have submissive and silent leaders who can't even speak like this. As we left the last segment, you were talking about emotion-filled, fact-dismissed hearings at the state level, at the Capitol, and you had it just right. Our time is short. I'm going to turn to Bob and then to Paul. We'll wind this up. We'll do it again. We'll keep abreast of how it's going to go, certainly with a new governor coming on board in Utah.
Hey, going back just a second to the North American Union, Paul may have forgotten that we had a nice interview with the Senator Robert Bennett of Utah on the subject of immigration, where he was asked the question about the North American Union. His response was, there is no North American Union. Ask about SPP. He says, I don't know what that stands for. I never heard anybody talking about it. The people need to listen to that interview with Bob Bennett on the subject of immigration. It's posted at utahalien.blogspot.com. Just do a search for Bennett. You can pop it up there. It's
why don't you give that out again? Utah Alien?
If you do a Google search for Utah Alien, it generally pops up, but it's utahalien.blogspot.com. It's a blog that I put up on illegal immigration. It has the full interview on there and excerpts from it.
Excellent. You know what, Bob? My little grandson that I'm much involved with, love dearly, worry about his future, he came in one day and he said, you know what, my friend, why? He whined a lot. I would say that Senator Robert Bennett whined because we took information to his office and we had his own senior person there tell us that Mr. Bennett endorsed the North American Union.
Well, this interview was back in January of 2008, so that might have been...
That's all right. So, see, they don't connect because we were there from 2006 and on.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't really want to forget that, Bob. It was such a disappointing interview that I just wanted to totally forget about it out of my life, and now you've raised it again.
That little clip to his campaign for this coming up Senate campaign.
That would be very interesting.
Yes.
Yeah, the little clip, I also have a little immigration program that I run internet-wise on Thursday evenings at 8:30. And I frequently play the little clip from him on that program.
Well, we'll do this again. Thank you for your time. Happy to have you on Born on the 4th of July. Great folks.
Thank you, Barbara Jean.
Glad to be with you.
Thank you.
With recent